Section C, News Broadcast. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on answer sheet 2. Question 6 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the question. Now, listen to the news. Pirates have attacked an oil tanker near the West African state of Benin. It was sailing from Nigeria's Niger Delta region when it was attacked. A crew member was killed, and the contents of the ship's safe were stolen. The pirates, who are believed to be from Nigeria, boarded the ship in darkness after coming alongside in a speedboat. It's not clear how the crew member lost his life, but it seems there was an attempt to confront the armed pirates, as one of them was captured by the ship's crew and handed to local authorities. Medics on the German-owned tanker said 4 other crew members were injured in the attack. There is increasing concern about rising piracy off the coast of West Africa, as the region grows in importance as an oil producer. Questions 7 and 8 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
A study into how lazy British people are has found more than half of adults are so idle they'd catch the lift rather than climb 2 flights of stairs. About 1 in 6 people surveyed said if their remote control was broken, they would continue watching the same channel rather than get up. More than 1/3 of those questioned said they would not run to catch a bus. Worryingly, of the 654 respondents with children, 64% said they were often too tired to play with them. And Scotland's largest city, Glasgow, was shamed as the most indolent city in the UK, with 75% surveyed admitting they do not get enough exercise, followed closely by Birmingham and Southampton, both with 67%. The results pose serious challenges for the National Health Service, where obesity-related illnesses, such as heart disease and cancer, have been on a steady increase for the past 40 years and are costing billions of pounds every year.
Questions 9 and 10 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news. Almost 200 countries met for 2 weeks at a United Nations conference on climate change in Copenhagen, Denmark. In the end, only 5 of them reached an agreement: the United States, China, India, Brazil, and South Africa. The voluntary agreement urges major polluters to make deeper cuts in the release of greenhouse gases. The plan calls for $100 billion a year in aid to poor nations to deal with climate change. This would start in 2020. But the agreement, known as the Copenhagen Accord, is not legally binding. It fails to set detailed targets for cuts in carbon emissions, and it failed to earn the support of all the nations at the talks. India, for example, has promised to cut emissions by at least 20% from 2005 levels by 2020. But big developing countries do not want to limit their economic growth. They say rich nations created the problem, so they should take most of the responsibility for reducing greenhouse gases. In Europe, politicians and environmentalists expressed deep disappointment that world leaders failed to reach a stronger agreement. By next month, all countries are supposed to have plans for cutting emissions. and climate talks will continue in the coming year, with meetings in Germany and Mexico.
This is the end of listening comprehension. Please proceed to the next part.